Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome in our first guest of the show. Trying to talk some Ravens here. We have him on quite often. We appreciate when he stops by. Kevin Allstriker, of course, with Locked On Ravens podcast. Kevin, how are you, man?
I'm doing well. Happy New Year, guys. It's hopefully a turn of the page for the Ravens here where they can pick up a big win against the Browns in Week 18. And then, obviously, the playoff run begins, which hopefully will be a long one.
Who would you rather face, Chargers or Steelers? Because it looks like one of those teams is coming to Baltimore as long as the Ravens, you know, hold serve.
Yeah, I would feel pretty confident if I'm Baltimore in both. But I think just the uncertainty of divisional games and playing a team three times in one season, I think I'd rather go with the Chargers for the Ravens. And part of that also is we do know that over the course of the season, the Ravens have sometimes, especially up front on the offensive line, struggled with more physical defensive fronts. And that's teams like Kansas City, Pittsburgh, Philly, for example. And I just feel like the Chargers, like we saw when they played a couple months ago at this point now, I don't think they have the defensive personnel to keep up with the Ravens. Now, Pittsburgh seems like the Chargers and the Steelers are going in two opposite directions, where the Chargers are playing really well, Justin Herbert on fire right now. Whereas in Pittsburgh, it just feels like there's a lot of drama, Patrick Queen, Cam Hayward, George Pickens, and it just feels like they're taking a step backwards while the Chargers are really finding their stride. But I think that just AFC North game, the whole we know them, they know us type of situation, I feel like the Chargers is the game that I would prefer if I were the Ravens.
Kevin, what about the improvement in the defense? The beginning of the year, they looked awful. I mean, I thought there was no way they were going to, you know, compete for the division title the way the defense looked. All of a sudden now, they're really good. Is it people pointing to Dean Pease? I don't buy that, frankly. I do buy the Ardarius Washington, you know, experiment that worked out to be, you know, the formula they needed. Do you have any hypothesis on why they've improved so much?
I'm with you, where I think Ardarius Washington has been a really big key in that, and they had to make some tough decisions where I think for a lot of teams, you know, you pay a guy $70 million on Marcus Williams and most teams would just probably be like, well, we paid the guy. Might as well play him until we can get out of the contract, which the Ravens can after this season. But the Ravens made a tough decision to say, hey, it's not working. He's not playing well. And there's a guy who's not playing who can make an impact in Ardarius Washington. They make the switch. And that's been one of the keys. For example, another thing, Eddie Jackson was playing terrible for the Ravens, and he ends up getting released after the whole thing where he didn't come to travel to Pittsburgh and was out for that game due to personal reasons. He's no longer on the team. And then you have a guy like Trent Simpson, who I think a lot of people had high expectations for in year two. Didn't really work out that way. And the Ravens said, okay, Malik Harrison, Chris Board, those guys stepping up. And it's just been, I think last year, the whole conversation around the defense, because it was so historic, was players stepping up. Because the Ravens, while there weren't necessarily a ton of season-ending injuries last season, there were guys, you know, Marlon Humphrey had an injury-plagued season. They had to deal with a couple of other guys coming in and out of the lineup. It was about the depth stepping up and taking the place of a lot of these players and the defense not really missing a beat. Well, the defense was struggling this season, and I think a lot of people were saying they have the run offense, they have the pass offense, they have the run defense. It's just going to be a matter of can they get that pass defense going, and they certainly have. It's been an incredible turnaround.
Kevin Allstriker joining us here, of course, with Locked On Ravens Pod. You can give him a follow on Twitter. You can follow all the different things at KAllstriker34. You know what? I'm not even going to try to spell that out. People can just search it, Kevin. I'm sure you've been dealing with that your whole life. But let me ask you about MVP real quick, because it's a two-part question. Who do you think wins it, and who should win it?
I think Josh Allen wins it. I believe Lamar Jackson should win it. And look, this is no shade to Josh Allen. Both players are having incredible seasons. I mean, both players are incredible players, if you want to keep talking about that. But I just feel like, to me, a lot of the conversation around the MVP, obviously the criteria feels like it shifts and changes every single year. It feels like a lot of people are talking about a couple of different narratives, and those are what are being pushed right now, one of which is the fact that the Bills were supposed to have a rebuild-esque season after losing Stephon Diggs, losing a lot of defensive talent. Obviously, Josh Allen and that Buffalo team has exceeded expectations by a long shot. Lamar Jackson also seems to be being punished by having Derrick Henry on his team. And a lot of people are saying, oh, well, what Derrick Henry is the reason that Lamar is having this season, and what would it be without Derrick Henry? And I'm like, well, without Derrick Henry, Lamar won two MVPs. So I don't really get the argument there. Yeah. But again, he leads in all most statistical categories. Only rushing touchdowns, excuse me, is what he does not lead in. But I just think that the conversation is, oh, well, the Bills have two more wins, and they're the two seed. I just don't think the difference between the two and the three seed and then two losses is enough to kind of overlook everything else, including strength of schedule. Lamar's beaten every playoff team but one this season in the AFC in Kansas City.
And Josh is what, 500 against playoff teams?
A lot more going in Lamar's favor.
Hey, I think Josh is 500 against playoff teams this year. His three losses, or whatever, all those losses have come from playoff teams.
Yeah. Ed,
so. Right.
This is off Ravens top for a second, but it's an in general question. The Eagles are going to sit Saquon, and he has a chance, obviously, to break the single season rushing record. Where do you stand on things like that? Like, say, it could have been anybody here. It could have been Derrick Henry. Yeah, it could have been Derrick Henry, the way he was going this year. How do you feel about sitting somebody when there's a record on the line, as you head to the playoffs?
Yeah, I understand why. I mean, it seems like Saquon wants to try to go for it, which kind of muddies things and murkies the waters for me a little bit, because, you know, if the guy wants it, you want to trust your guys. But I also remember what happened last year at Philadelphia, where they lost A.J. Brown and Jalen Hurts got injured late in the season, and it kind of derailed. I mean, they were already kind of sinking anyway, but it kind of derailed what run they wanted to have. And I know that for Saquon, he hasn't necessarily been the most durable player. He's been good. He's been incredible this year. But it's different to me if the player wants to go for it. It's just a matter of trust in your guy. And I feel like you should trust your guys, especially when there's a record like this on the line that, you know, you rarely ever get to see a guy go for. So I feel like the Eagles should trust them, but I understand why they're going to rest their guys, because they have a chance to win a Super Bowl. And if they lose Saquon, I mean, talk about guys making impacts. That team is not the same whatsoever without Saquon on the field. So it's a tough decision all the way around. I think Saquon probably understands it, but man, it's tough to have that record right there and, you know, have a game left and not be able to go for it.
Great stuff, KO. Kevin Ostreicher. Kevin, where can people find you?
Hey, you can find me over at Locked On Ravens. We five-day-a-week Ravens podcast over there. So YouTube and video form, and anywhere you get your podcast and audio form, we bring you that five-day-a-week Ravens coverage. I also write over at the Ravens Wire. I do some work over at Bleacher Report, and I also do some work with the Ryan Ripken Show. So a lot of Baltimore sports
busy
for me.
Yes. Good stuff, man. Hey, thanks as always. Look forward to getting you back on once we get closer to playoffs.
Absolutely, guys. Happy New Year.
Thanks. Same to you.